Would you address the mailbox in case someone is questioning? Because, I mean, you checked it already. So.
I'd like to call the meeting back to order from recess. It is 9:30. Mr. Erickson, if you will continue and...
Yes, thank
you. I am supposing that everything has been checked regarding mailboxes, et cetera.
Yes, absolutely. So we have received 9 responses in this morning, and I'll begin with the first one. This is from American Materials in Nixa, Ozark, I'm sorry. What I'll be checking for, again, as I stated earlier, I'll be having to review these responses with Mr. Hayes as soon as he's available. This response from American Materials has the blanks completed correctly that allow it to qualify. It's signed, and certain information as requested is completed regarding their price responses that I, again, will review with Mr. Hayes. If that's acceptable to the commission, I'll continue to the next one and follow that process.
Great.
Thank you.
Commissioner, if I could, I'd like to ask that the bid be
publicly Excuse me. We're going to continue with the bid opening, and we won't be taking comment from the public at this time.
The documents state that the bid will be read aloud.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Erickson.
The second one received is an unmarked envelope. And it is from John Stalko. And he has sent in a form, also the signed documentation. Some pricing is included in here, and some isn't. So. But the bid form itself is signed correctly as required. And we'll review that with Mr. Hayes. The third response is from Coastal Energy in Willow Springs. Price pages are completed in the areas that they participate.
John, let me see a copy of your bid specs. It went out. I don't mean connected with that. Do you have it separate?
A blank?
Yeah.
This response from Coastal, as I mentioned, has areas completed, and it is signed correctly in the required areas. I will review that with Mr. Hayes. Response number 4 is from Clever Stone in Mount Vernon.
John, if you recognize it somewhere that you need to highlight it and pass it to the commission.
Well, we can come back to any portion of this we want. I just want him to go through with the process that he's doing right now.
And they have completed the price pages that apply to them, and also signed the required bid response pages along with the addenda responses, which I'll review with Mr. Hayes. Number five is from APEC in Fayetteville, Arkansas. These are blanks are completed, and the document is signed in the appropriate required areas from APEC Central, which I'll review with Mr. Hayes. Response number six is from Blevins Asphalt in Mount Vernon, Missouri. They have completed the price pages that applies to them. They've signed the addendum number one, but the bid page is blank. So the required signatures for the bid page are blank. Now, the commission has the authority to consider that non-responsive or waive that technicality and look at the prices. They did sign the addenda page, and so in that sense, I would say maybe they thought that would cover the required vendor response information page.
We've made note. Go ahead, Ron.
Number seven is unmarked on the outside as to who it was from. Pricing pages completed. And the bid page is completed and signed. Mansfield Lineman Stone Quarry, Daryl Cornelius.
I don't see it. But it was Mansfield.
Mansfield Lime and Stone Quarry.
Thank you.
In Kirbyville. Daryl Cornelius. Cornelius, sorry. And
got it.
Everything is signed in that particular response correctly. Number eight. pricing pages are completed.
Who's this?
This response is trying to get to that page. Now on the outside. This is from American Concrete Products, Ozark, Missouri. And it is the bid page. Vendor information is completed and signed correctly, along with the addendums. The last one is number 9 from Table Rock Asphalt. Pricing pages are completed along with an attachment. And the vendor information bid page is signed by Joel Simmons. And the addendums are attached and signed. And that is the last response. And again, I will confer with Mr. Hayes on all those results. It's complicated. And then we'll bring back a recommendation to the commission at a time certain when you guys want to have me come back with that.
What you gave me, this is the list of specifications that went out, instructions and general conditions, Ron?
Yes.
That went out to every bidder as far
yes.
as the, and on the internet? And
yep.
Our webpage. The reason I asked the question earlier before you ever started was how many items these this pertain to, because there's several on there, and not all companies bid all items, I don't think that they
right, do. Right.
And so these bids are open information to the public once they're turned in and accepted. We have no reason whatsoever to keep the other bidders from knowing what's in the bid or whatever. This is public information. But for you to sit here and read for hours what's on this bid form, unless it's stated, and I guess, Mr. Houseman, you said you could not find that.
I can't find it anywhere in the request for bid for aggregate road materials.
What are you looking for?
Well, there was a comment that was made earlier that this states that these would be read out loud, these bids.
That's in the bid notice, that, and it says in the bid notice that I'll read the bid notice to you. It says the Taney County Purchasing Department is seeking sealed bids for aggregate road materials. The bid closing date and time is 9:30 a.m. on Monday, April 30th, 2012. Bids will be opened publicly at that time and read out loud at the Taney County Commission hearing room in Forsyth, Missouri.
Does it say now, that you're going to read the entire bid, or does it say that you're going to read who presented the bid?
Bid response will be read out loud. In some instances, I'll put in there, in the case of an RFQ, I may indicate specifically that name and company is all that's read. But with regarding Mr. Hayes being out, I mean, he could put an eyeball on all of that stuff and know pretty instantly where everything fits together. It's public record.
How much time do you need to before you come back to us? What I mean by that is so that you can break this down and put it in a form that we can understand it.
Well, as I understand, Mr. Hayes will be back tomorrow. I would say by Thursday we could have a recommendation, the next meeting that you all.
We'll wait till Monday.
At your next meeting. That'd be the soonest.
Well, the
thing is, I must be in court Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with the county, and it may not go 3 days, and it might go 3 days. It's scheduled for 3 days. So if I make it Thursday, and I might be in court and won't be here, or we wait till the following Monday.
And the possibility exists, since we were in federal arbitration last week regarding this case. We could be brought in this week, but let's post it for Monday. Will that work?
Sure. Yeah, we have some bid openings next Monday as well on the 7th.
Or do you want to try to do it on Thursday?
No, I'm just trying to
I have a suggestion, and let's see if this will work. We'd like you to take this information and then do what you do with the information between you and Mr. Hayes so that you can put it in a form that we can understand it, break it down, because as Dan said, not every company's bidding on everything that was put forth within these bid specs. I would like that this information, for those that would like to look through it, if you can set some time so that they can do that, any individual that's here that wishes to look at someone else's bid will do that. I don't have any desire to listen to you read several pages of that information, but we would rather that you put it in some form that we could best understand it.
Oh, Ron, I'm not for him setting and letting them look at their bids. I am for him making a copy of those bids requested and passed to the individuals that would like to see the other bids. I don't want anybody else handling those bids and besides him and Mr. Hayes until they're brought forward, but a copy of those bids to anyone that wants to see those would be...
However, I understand, and whatever you want, Ron, whatever is the...
The technicalities of the bid process are in the instructions list that all bids received become public record upon contract award. And we haven't gotten to that point yet, although the bid notice, and that's a standard template, does say that they'll be read aloud. I think the commission is well within your rights to make a ruling on whether you want me to make copies of all this, put it through the clerk's office as a request for general record or public record, or just make copies now to whoever requests. I mean, it has to be.
I'd just make a few copies now, and then whoever requests it. I mean, if they're here requesting, I'd rather just make copies and
sure.
Let them go, because otherwise we'd have to sit you in a room and let you read out loud because of.
Right. I have other stuff that I have to make a recommendation on here within the next hour.
Just make some copies.
That's
I'm good with Danny. Make some copies.
The reason I say that is,
right.
Is I don't want a room full of attorneys sitting here questioning.
Exactly.
Is that going to work for you, Mr. Erickson?
Chair.
You're back here sometime after 10 o'clock for gasoline and diesel fuel bids, right?
And I'm still working on fine-tuning, getting a response on one of those. So.
Not on your next week's bids. Ron, did you?
Go ahead, Dan.
Your next week's bids, for guardrail or curbing or things like that, do you know?
One of them is the airport request for that'll go to the airport board. And the other one is for what we discussed on the HVAC work.
Right.
So those are the two on the next Monday.
I was... What I was going at is the road and bridge ones, like the guardrail and all that. I didn't know whether they could all be opened up.
They're all on the 24th.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got this stuff in my head, but I don't have it right here in front of me.
Next Monday, it would be buildings and maintenance. Renee will be here, I would think. And then also Randy from the airport.
Yeah.
Let me go start burning copies. Anything else?
Well, my point to you is don't rush your 10 o'clock time with us. We'll bring up two or three other issues ahead of you.
Well, I hope. I thought it was 11, so.
10.
We have it listed as 10-ish.
Okay.
So we have an executive, if I'm not mistaken, the next few minutes, and then we'll come back at the regular session where you'll go on the conference call, Dan, and one of us will preside over the rest of the meeting, and then if you get back, great. If not, we'll be done.
Donna? Donna, can I borrow you for a moment? We're getting ready, Donna, to go into executive session based upon your request. However, and I'll be here for the next few minutes, then we're going to need you to swear one of these gentlemen in as the acting presiding while I take a conference call on behalf of the county at 10.
I was last one. Motion to go to executive pursuant 610. Timeout.
It should be this and then these subsections.
This is
it's all right.
Yeah, right. 610.021.1 and .12, executive session. And that is litigation and contracts.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsections 1 and 12. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session.
This is just, there's no person.